ngenxa yokuthi asanawo amanzi anele la emshinini e-factory.
Now, because we don't have quite enough water for our machines here at the bottling factory, we've now looked for other water. And we have now got a factory down in the Cape. We bought a new factory.
Nico had found
Nico phoned me just shortly just now to ask me, are you going to announce about the water factory?
I said
yes, I thought we would do it.
And he asked,
perhaps you can also announce, is there somebody who feels it on their heart to go and work down there? I said, well, I can announce it, but I don't know if we'd have anybody who would volunteer to go down there who would like to. So by God's grace, we also have the machines for the bottling. The problem is, if we transport our bottled water from here all the way to the Cape, it is very far away. To travel from here by truck down there to the Cape, it is extremely distant. It is much closer to go to Johannesburg. We didn't know if God would grant us that property down there, but we have obtained it, and it is very beautiful too. We weren't sure if we would manage to get it. It is known as the area of the French.
This
Franz Hook, there where the French Huguenots emigrated from France and immigrated into South Africa, and they chose that place. I would have actually preferred to speak in Afrikaans about that place. But I don't think it would be possible.
Abaningi bamabhunu bayinzalo yamaHuguenot aseFrance.
Many of the Afrikaans people are the relatives or the offspring of those French Huguenots.
Niyazi ngesikhathi sikaLuthela.
During the time of Luther,
Nazi Switzerland,
and the Reformation also in Switzerland, where Zwingli was,
Europe
The whole of Europe was shaken. And France
included.
And many thousands of French Christians were murdered because of their faith, the Reformation. And then they became known as the French Huguenots. There was also persecution in Germany at the same time for the gospel's sake. Also in Switzerland and in the countries surrounding it. Because remember that it was still the Roman Empire. It was the Holy Roman Emperor. The Pope ruled the roost, and it was not allowed therefore people to convert to Protestantism. And in France they were greatly persecuted. In the
1572.
3,000 of those brethren those 3,000 were murdered that night. It became known as St. Bartholomew's Night. Three 3,000 French Christians were murdered on just one night. Much blood was shed. Even in Paris. The blood flowed like water. Yes, we could say with our blood river, much blood was shed. But there it was even more spectacular, with the streets running with blood.
Go
400 churches were totally destroyed.
Emva got 61 no 682.
And after those two dates,
what salama bandla four kuphela.
Only four of those churches still remained.
Ingane zasuswa kubazali.
Children were removed from their parents.
Zona ezazingafuni ukuhlukana nevangeli.
Those parents that refused to separate from the gospel.
Abazalwane bashiswa ngomlilo bebhekile.
Christians were even burned alive.
Go 1682.
And then in 1685, King Louis the 14th,
umzukulu yenkosi Henry,
who was the grandson of King Henry the 7th,
washaya umthetho,
made a law
ukuthi akekho osavunyelwa ukukhonza kwelinye isonto,
declaring that
ngaphandle kwesonto lamaRoma,
declaring that it is now strictly forbidden for anybody to belong to a church outside of the Roman Catholic Church.
Can they hear what is being said?
Yeah, very clear.
Umzukulu yenkosi uHenry owesine.
Oh, sorry, he was King Henry the fourth's grandson.
Washaya umthetho.
He now made a law, saying and stopping all religious liberty. It was then strictly outlawed. Religious freedom was banned.
Abazalwane badingeka ukuba bakhonze ezintabeni.
Christians,
intaba zakhona kungathi ngayibona ukuthi zingakanani,
had to flee to the hills, to the mountains, and you just need to see how high those French Alps are.
Basuka bahlangana emgodini.
They met in caves, in holes.
Kakhulu ebusuku.
Especially at night.
Nokho kwahlangana abantu abayinkulungwane entabeni.
And so thousands continued to worship in the mountains.
Ngiyakhumbula ngeminyaka ephambili ngise France.
I remember many years ago when I was in France.
Basthatha basisa khona labe bulawa khona.
They took us to the very places where those Christians were murdered.
Nalapho bekuhlangana khona abantu abazinkulungwane.
And where thousands met together.
Ebusuku.
At night.
Ukulalela izwi leNkosi.
Just to listen to the word of God.
Namhla kuyadabukisa ukuba la eNingizimu ne-Afrika sokuphele lokho.
It is a pity that here in South Africa that fervor has come to an end.
Babuku TV.
Instead now, you'll find people rather watching their TV. Busy with worthless and wicked things.
Besukhumbula ukuthi okhokho babo bebehlupheka.
And then you
remember.
And you think back of their ancestors who were suffering for their faith. But still,
abadelanga ukholwa baqhubeka nakho.
They did not betray the faith. Instead, they continued with it.
Abantu abagadayo bebezohamba ebusuku bephatha amasambrela befaka amasambrela ukuba bacishe umlilo ngoba inkosi ibikhuthuma amasosha abo ukuba kubulawa abantu abakholwayo.
And so there were people who were sent as watchmen to to find out, because the king had appointed them to find these Christians who dared to still worship at night. It was like hell on earth for them. They were persecuted for over 100 years. It is estimated that the Protestants numbered about 2 million who then immigrated into South Africa. Just think of such a vast number who found refuge here in South Africa. Because of the unbearable persecution and torture which they had faced for so long there in France.
Abantu ababengeqi bebwalekela lomhlaba bebenziwa babeyizigqila.
Those who didn't manage to escape to come to South Africa were enslaved. Those men then were enslaved and given hard labor while their wives were put into jail.
Kukona inkosikazi,
a certain woman,
igama lakhe bekuMari.
Her name was Marie.
Umari Durant.
Mary Durant.
Wahlala ejele iminyaka engamashumi amathathu.
Who spent 38 years in prison.
Cabanga ukutimyaka engaka siyabala iminyaka kaMandela kodwa ucabange leminyaka yaleyo nkosikazi. 38 years isejele ihlale emakhazini.
We count the long years of Mandela in jail, but she spent 38 years in freezing jail conditions.
Bathi ube ngumama othembekile wokholwa.
And she was known as a faithful mother of the faith.
Bonke bebenza khona nengane zafika zahlala khona.
And all those that came, even imprisoned with their children, felt freedom by being with her. But the freezing conditions penetrated everywhere.
Abantu ababefaka khona kulelo jele.
I have a picture here of that very jail. It was windowless. You would be released from that jail only through death. Even if you've gone insane, you'd remain there. But Mary Durant, never lost courage.
Why Pila? evuthe moyeni ngezikhathi zonke nabangenayo uma bengena bembona bebona ubukhazikhazi bobuso bakhe.
She burned for the Lord brightly at all times. Many who went to visit her testified that her face shone with glory. I remember once, years ago, we were able to visit that very prison. It is in the south,
France.
In the southern areas of France. To that jail where Mary Durant
was had
been imprisoned for 38 years.
Njengokuba ngasho ukuthi umuntu bengaphumi kulelo jele ephila ubuphuma ngokusufile.
Like I've said, the only release from that prison was if you came out as a corpse.
Ubuphuma uhleli kabi ubulawa makhaza.
In the worst imaginable conditions, especially the cold. One day, one of the leaders, went to visit that prison and found to his amazement that the women that were in jail there were
happy.
Looked so happy. He said, I think these women should be released. However, Marie Durant had a face shining all the time. And that leader testified that he's never seen a person like her, living under such conditions. She used her fingernails to scratch into the walls and the stones, which said, resist. Resist, never lose strength. Resist. In other words, stand for the truth, remain constant. She wrote, resist the powers of death and darkness. That was a woman. How are our women, what are they like today in comparison? Resist, she said.
Die Versuchung um in te gee.
Resist the pressure to give in.
Weerstaan die druk van die magte wat wou hê dat die vrouen sulle geloof opgee en Christus verloon.
Resist the pressure that you women are put under to deny the faith. Kushuguti melana na loku kutindazelwa ugu pega inkolo.
Liebe sisters and mothers,
bomame botate wetu,
vergeet nooit daddy frowny.
Never forget that woman. Musugu kotra lo mame.
Betinam Mary Durant.
Ene kamalelo, who had the name Mary Durant.
En het sê dat sê vir elkeen wat in die tronk gekom het, tot sien was.
Kwati uguti, waba isibusiso kubo bonke ababengeniswa gulelo jail. She was a blessing to all jailed there.
Zij het nooit haar brandende hart vir die Here verloor nie.
Agazange alahlekelwa inhliziyo evuthayo evuthela inkosi. She never lost a burning heart for the Lord.
Ngiyabuza nina bomame.
I ask you, mothers.
Impile niphilayo inhloboni.
Ladies, what type of a life are you living? You meet with the smallest problem and you fail and you are discouraged. Perhaps you have a drunkard of a husband and you faint because of him. But your ancestors of that caliber, I wonder whether you are of that type. Even if you're still in school, you school children, perhaps in that jail, think of that jail where they were there day and night being killed by the cold. I remember when I was in that jail, when I could go into the very cells of those French Huguenots, those ladies. There where their blood was spilt. They gave their blood for the one who rules in heaven, from heaven. They gave their lives. They gave their lives for heaven. They were often faced with the choice. Either you fall in line with the law or you continue being persecuted and jailed.
En alles verloor, selfs sterwe.
Labo mame bati ngege, singalahlekelwa yikho konke kodwa ngege sihlukane nenkolo. They gave everything, they said.
Omdat hulle harte na bo getrek het.
We will not.
Waar hulle hier was.
Deny the faith, for their hearts were drawn to that place above where their Lord reigned.
Namsa tina sihlenje ngamakhosi ahlushwa lutho sikhululekile kodwa kuthwa 99% babantu namhlanje abaphila emhlabeni impande zabo.
We live like kings in comparison to them. And it is said that 99.9% of people in this world today do not have roots that go deep down into the faith. In Colossians, chapter
3,
it says, seek the things that are above.
Abantu, bamaprostanti, bebiza abafundisi babo ukuthi abafundisi.
It was at that time that those Protestants called their leaders pastors.
Ini predikante muss mirst als nachts bewirch ein Werk in die Geheim.
Bebe dinguguti, laba bafundis basebenza ebusuku kakhulu emfihlakalweni. They had to work in secret at night, those pastors.
But abafundisi babo bekumelwe basebenza ebusuku ngoba uma betholakala emini bebe banjwa.
Because of the likelihood of being caught if it was daylight, where they would be killed or even burned alive, burned at the stake.
Nevertheless,
they regarded it as their privilege, their great privilege.
Op de sterf voor de evangelie.
To die for the gospel's sake. However, in our modern era, compare it. How is it? It's easy. It's so much easier to live for the Lord.
Abantu namhlanje bendi.
But now, people instead do the will of the majority, what others think. They can say anything, yes or no, they are free.
Namsa. Vandaag heeft die mensen die recht, of ja, of nee te zeggen. Jij kan doen, en los net wat jij wil. En jij noem jezelf een christen. Van Afrikaanse afkomst. Van die Franse hugenote.
Kotwa lababam shop in Amstange, bazi bizu guti. Bayizinzizi zugulwane zabo balaba ababe hlupheka ngenxa yevangeli.
Kusho ukuthi uma usubukisisa leyo ndaba, ucabangisise leyo nto.
If you look carefully at this,
uqhunyelwa inhliziyo.
And those circumstances, it breaks one's heart.
Ifactory le lamanzi.
Now, our new factory, our water factory, bottling, is in that the heart of that very place where they immigrated to. There in Franschhoek. And so we are privileged to have that place, and we can now take water and send it to many places from that very source.
Die volk vandag het vir ons die reg gegee om ja of nee te sê.
Ngokomthetho umuntu ukhululekile ukuthi athi yebo noma kabo ngentando yakhe nje. He's free to say what he wants, yes or no.
Maar probeer en sien of jy dit reg kry. Om die regte soort lewe te lewe.
Kodwa cabanga ukuthi uzomthola yini umuntu ophila impilo efaneleyo na, whether a person still under those conditions lives a right life.
Ons moet weer soos Sion was in die begin, Jerusalem.
Sidingu ukuthi sifana
neZion van die evangelie.
Nabase Jerusalem lapho kwaqala ivangeli imvuselelo. We need to go back to the original church.
Amakholwa anamuhla angaqhathaniswa yini nalamakholwa na?
Can you even compare today's Christians with the caliber of those mighty Christians of old?
En toch het die Here die aarde geskud deur die van hierdie mense.
And the Lord could shake the whole world through the lives and prayers of those people.
Die hart breek net as jy kyk na die kinders en kleinkinders van hierdie voorouers.
But one's heart breaks if you look at the children, the ancestors and the grandchildren of those Huguenots.
Hierdie Christene.
These Christians
in Frankrijk was bereid. Hulle het die koste bereken. En hulle het geweet, as ons die evangelie verkondig, moet ons dit met ons eie bloed onderteken.
Laba bazalwane base France kuleso skhathi bebazi ukuthi uma sizo Tembega Evangelin, sidingu ukuthi sinikele ngezimpilo zethu. They knew that that would pay with their lives. Kodwa nokho ababe nendaba ngalokho. They didn't mind.
Hulle het hulle lewens gegee.
They gave
vir die een wat sy lewe vir ons gegee het.
They gave their lives for the one who gave his life for us.
Ek weet nie.
Angas.
Kan ons die Afrikaans volg?
Siyalandela yini isiBhunu? Are we following the Afrikaans?
En as jy Afrikaner is, dan vra ek vir jou, is dit die lewe wat jy vandag nog lewe, of nie?
Wena Bhunu, kuyikho lempilo oyiphilayo namhlanje na? Is that the life you're living today, you Afrikaner people?
Daar is 'n voorbeeld wat ek vir julle wil vertel.
Umfanekiso engithanda ukuthi nginixoxela wona, an example or an illustration.
Eendag,
one day,
een van hierdie predikante doodgemartel.
They martyred one of these preachers, babulala omunye wala babafundisi.
Hierdie predikante het soveel geloof en hoop uitgestraal dat die katholieke priester vir sy werk, wie sy werk het was om hom nog in sy laaste oomblikke te probeer oortuig
priest,
om sy geloof op te gee tot bekering te kom. En het op sy beurt 'n predikant geword.
Bebezama ngasek pheteni kwempilo yalaba ba protestant ababethi ngono sifele ivangeli. Bebezama ukuthi bashintshe ingqondo yalomuntu. There were those priests who tried to force a conversion on those who refused to convert to the Catholic faith.
Een hedendaagse Franse minister, een Rooms-Katholiek, skryf dat die vervolging van die Hugenote die grootste fout is wat die Franse volk ooit in sy geskiedenis gemaak het.
A priest or a Catholic today said, or in this modern era said, the greatest mistake was our persecution of those French Huguenots.
Dis kan wat hulle in itself daardoor berokken het, is onherstelbaar.
The damage which was done through that is irrecoverable.
Geen volk kan die werking van die Geest van God verwerp sonder om intense skade te lei nie.
No one can resist the work of the Holy Spirit without great self-damage. Kushuguti lomuntu wabhaluguti sazi limaza ngokubak indazela amaprotestant ngaleso skat futi ugulimala loku asizange sitolukpila selaphe kusilashwe kuleso sifo esagwenza thina.
Die Christene kon nie eers hulle dooies begrawe nie.
Ngoba abazalwane bebengavunyelwa ukuthi bangcwabe ababe bulawa. They were not even allowed to bury their dead, those Christian Protestants.
Bebengavunyelwa ukuthi bangcwabe ingane zabo.
Even their own children.
Bantu begrafplaas.
Ngoba indawo
yama the Roman Catholic heilige plek
yamathuna ku ama Catholic bathi indawo encwele ngeke kungcwatshwe omunye
omdat die Huguenote as ketters beskou is het hulle geliefdes nie die reg gehad om hulle te begrawe nie.
And so the Protestants were denied permission to even bury the dead in the cemeteries because they said, it is holy, we cannot bury apostates here.
Geen Christen kon begrawe word nie.
No Christian could be buried.
Dit was teen die wet.
Begupambane nomteto, it was against the law.
Daarom het hulle sommer op die werf begrawe.
Kushugutige bangwachwa noma lapi hai indaweni yamathuna, so they were buried just anywhere.
Die Christene het in die tuin 'n gat gemaak en gou die lijk in die gat gesit.
And very often the Christians simply dug a hole in their own garden and buried the corpse right there.
En toe 'n boom.
And they would plant a tree over that grave. Kushuguti bebengwaba ababo ematunen kona ekaya ekregeni labo batshala nomuthi khona.
Om achterna te weet waar die spesifieke persoon begrawe is.
Ukuze bakhumbule ukuthi lo muntu wangcwatshwa kuphi nendawo. To remember.
Etshala gewoonlike cypressboom.
So they planted a cypress tree on the grave to remember where the person was.
So that hulle seker gemaak het as die vyande kom, hulle nie kon sien dat die graf wat die graf is nie.
So that if
en hulle het oral op so'n graf cypressbome geplant.
So that the enemy, if they came, they would not be able to find the dead person because they'd be under that tree. So the cypresses were planted everywhere.
Die cypressboom.
Umuti lowe we cypress.
Het 'n simboliese betekenis.
Begu umfanekiso othile. It had a certain symbolic meaning.
Vandag bring hierdie cypressbome vir ons 'n boodskap.
Those cypress trees that are there today are preaching a message to us today.
Dit is van groot betekenis.
And it is a very important message. Le miti isashumayele namhlanje umshum intshumayelo esemqoka.
Nina eningasizwa isibhunu.
If you don't
noma uma ninenkonzo ningacela ukuthi omunye ankhumushele lentumayelo.
If you haven't followed exactly in Zulu, you can ask somebody else to translate this into Zulu if you have another meeting. Lomuti, this tree,
is a boom van groot betekenis. Symbolies.
Gumumfanagese osem ogarakul. It is an important symbolic message to us.
Die erste betekenis is.
The first symbolic
meaning.
It is evergreen. Guluslazen jalo.
As u nou nog deur Frankryk ry,
even now,
sal u hierdie cypressbome oral sien.
Even now, if you drive through
in
France,
daardie omgeving,
in that southern area, you'll see those cypress trees still there today.
Hulle is altyd groen.
Always green.
U weet wat dit beteken.
And you should know what that means.
Sommer of winter.
Summer or winter.
Of die klimaat nou gunstig of nie gunstig is nie.
Convenient or inconvenient
climate.
Of dit
goed gaan of nie goed gaan nie.
Whether it goes well or not.
Die cypressboom is altyd groen.
The cypress tree remains green. Lomuti usala gubel slazen jalo noma gusepsiga noma sobo.
En tweedens.
Mogwesbili.
Hini bome. It's altijd rechtop.
Kukonda guti twi. That tree is perfectly straight.
Hulle ken nie krompaie nie.
There are no crooked boughs in that tree.
Hulle word en groei.
The trunk is straight and it grows.
Ontzettend hoog.
Extremely high. Lomuti.
And the France say, "Hulle raak aan die hemel."
Abase France, pati gubesengati guya ezulwin. The French
and
say.
And water symbol is that nie vir ons Christene nie.
The French say it's as if though that cypress tree reaches into heaven. What a symbol for us Christians.
Die cypressbome. Is ook die symbool daarvan dat die dood nie die einde is nie.
That cypress tree is also a symbol of the fact that death is not the end. Futhi guyas khombisa ukuthi ukufa akugcini lapho.
Maar dat die bloed van die martelare so saad is wat net sterf om veel meer vrugte te dra. Dus, dat daar hoop is vir die toekomst.
Kotwa ikazi, laba felinkolo, li sinigi temba, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of hope for the future.
En vriende, vandag,
namstans,
is die voorvaders van baie Afrikaans sprekendes.
O koko,
hierdie mense, en so het hulle gelyk, en hoe lyk ons, as Afrikaners, hier in Suid-Afrika vandag nie?
Bebenjalo, kotwa amapunu namhlanje, banjani namhlanje, eningizimu Afrika na. How are the Afrikaans people today, if they are the ancestors of those heroes?
Ons drink, ons rook,
Siyaphuza, siyabhema.
Ons gebruik dwelms.
Sisebenzisa.
En wat nie alles.
Nedagamezwa, nezinto eziningi. We use drugs, alcohol and smoke and many other things.
Maar so het ons voorvaders gelyk. En hoe lyk ons nou?
We've looked at how the ancestors were. How do we look today?
Maar hoe lyk ons? Hulle kinders. Vandag nie.
What are our children like today? Abantwana bethu namhlanje banjani abantwana bamabhunu.
Ek het probeer om te wys hoe hulle in Jerusalem gelyk het.
Gizamile ukhombisa.
Die eerste gemeente.
Ukukhombisa ukuthi.
Net 'n paar punte.
abazalwane bebenjani kulo ibandla lokuqala ngathinta nje okuncane. I've mentioned just a few points about the first church.
And hoe die Franse Huguenote gelyk het.
And how the French Huguenots.
Kan ons self vergelyk.
And how the French Huguenots.
Met hulle. Hoe lyk ons?
Now we can compare ourselves. How do we look? Tina Sinjani na.
Toe ons in 1966.
Kulesos kaart.
Die Bijbel geneem het.
Go 1966 Laposa Tati.
En studie gemaak het van die kerk in Jerusalem.
I Bijbel sa funda ngesonto ngebandla lokuqala Jerusalem. We read about the first church in Jerusalem.
En onself met hulle vergelyk het.
In 1966.
Het ons gesê, ons is so ver van daardie standaard, soos die ooste is van die weste.
We took that example. And we studied the first church and we said, we today are as far as the east is from the west. In comparison with them.
Van die Bijbelse standaard.
Sessie
en zelfs die standaard van ons voorouers.
Sessie Dugile kakhulu kuwo lawo ma-standard ngaleso sikhathi nabokhokho bethu.
Ek onthou daardie tyd het ek gesê, Here Jesus, as U kom om ons te oordeel, skenk tog dat ek nie langs Paulus sal staan kom nie.
I remember praying at that time, Lord, if You do come soon, please, in judgment, do not bring Paul to stand beside me.
En as ek langs hom staan, en hy sê vir my, Erlo, vertel vir my 'n bietjie van jou sendingwerk. Dan vertel ek jou van my sendingwerk.
If Paul had to say to me, Erlo, tell me a bit about your mission work, and then I'll tell you a bit about mine. Ngathi Nkosi, ngiyacela ukuthi musuku ukwenza ukuthi uPaul ame eceleni kwami. Angibuza umbuzo ukuthi wena Erlo, umsebenzi wakho ngokwe mission begunjani.
Maar ek het gesê, ek sal baie, baie skaam wees, langs hierdie mense te staan.
I said, Lord, I will be.
Ek te sê, ek is ook 'n Christen.
Terribly ashamed to stand before these people and claim to be a Christian. Ngathi Nkosi, ngizoba namahloni ukuma kanye naye uPaul ngithi ngiyikholwa.
En dan sal ek vir my sê, vertel my so'n bietjie wat God deur jou gedoen het.
If those heroes of the faith ask me, tell me, what did the Lord accomplish through you?
En ek sal sê, Paulus.
I'd have to say, Paul.
Dit is nie nodig dat jy vir my vertel nie. Ek weet selfs wat van jou saktoeke geworted.
I don't even need you to tell me of how the Lord used you. I can just think of the handkerchiefs that you had and how God used them.
Ek weet wat die duivels van jou gesê het.
I know what the demons said of you.
En vir die sewe seuns van Skefas.
Noguti amadodana ayisikhombisa kaskeva athini ngawe bebethini ngawe Paul, and also what the seven sons of Sceva, the sons of the high priest, what they said.
Wat die regte teologie.
What the demons said to them. They claimed, they said they had the right theology.
En wat deur Paulus verkondig word.
For they said the gospel which Paul preaches, or the Jesus that Paul preaches, it was the best theology.
Ja, ons ken vir Jesus.
Yes,
ons
we know.
Ons weet van hom. En ook vir Paulus. Maar wie is julle?
Those demons said, we know Paul, we know Jesus, but who are you? But ata ama demon, u Paul siyamazi, u Jesus siyamazi.
Maar wie
Ningobani na.
Yetwakala ini nina ningubani.
Who are you?
Diegene wat standvastig geblei het, het alles in hierdie wêreld verloor.
Those that stood true to the Lord lost everything.
Hulle vryheid,
their freedom,
besittings,
those Protestants, those
geliefdes,
possessions, their loved ones,
selfs hulle eie lewens,
even their own lives they lost.
Maar hulle het iets baie beters gehad.
But they had something far better.
Christus.
They had Christ.
Salig is elkeen wat die toets deurstaan het, want hulle sal die kroon van die lewe ontvang.
Blessed is everyone.
Wat die Here beloof het aan die wat hom lief het.
Who is found faithful, because they will be crowned.
Ons leef in Openbaring.
Toe het
een van die ouderlinge vir my gesê,
in Revelations,
hulle wat bekleed is met die wit klere, wie is hulle en waar vandaan het hulle gekom?
We read in Revelations where John was questioned, who are these elders and where do they come from?
En ek sê vir hom, my Heer, u weet.
And he answered, my Lord, you know.
En hy sê vir my,
and he said to me,
dit is hulle,
it is those
wat uit die groot verdrukking kom,
who come out of the great persecution.
En hulle het hulle klere gewas,
great,
en hulle klere wit gemaak,
those
in die bloed van die lam,
who come out of the great tribulation and have washed their robes white in the blood of the lamb. Kusuguti uJohan wabuzwa ukuthi bangobani laba abaqogeswa ngokumhlophe na, kwathi ukuthi yibo laba ababe thembekile ekuhluphekeni okukhulu futhi bawashisa ingubo zabo kube mhlophe qhwa.
That's no who the Franse Huguenote gelyk het.
So and such were the, was the quality of the French Huguenots.
And dit is waar ons nou a plek het om water te verkoop.
And we are privileged now to have a water factory in that very place where they then settled.
As a mens daar is,
if a person is there,
mens hier is, kyk toch, dat ons die ware water daar sal kan verkoop en vir die mense kan gee.
Our prayer was when I was there now, that Lord, may we have that living water so that people can drink that water from us, that living water. Sating osi lapo sikhona le kuleyo ndawo kwangathi singaba
batola lewens vir die Here gegee
singaba nokuphila okuphila amanzi aphilayo ukunika abantu.
Abantu laba banikela ngempilo yabo batse yanta yaba sekufeni.
Those people gave their lives.
Kodwa thina ukholwa kwethu kunhloboni.
They gave their everything. But what are our lives like in comparison? It's difficult being there at that place and coming here.
Udei sanghamba laba khamba khona laba bantu.
For one,
sanglele laba kulele bona eyintabeni.
One feels that
izokuthi akusizi intaba namhlanje. Namhlanje kwisithabathaba sendlu. Lasleli khona.
Having been there, one feels that one has been on holy ground, been in the very place where those dear Christians lived, where they slept.
Dit is 'n uitdaging vir elkeen van ons. Wie vir ons? Ons is helse mense. As ons hierdie dinge nie tot harte neem nie,
sing
abantu baka satane, uma lendaba siyithatha kalula, singayifaka enhlizweni yethu.
It is a challenge to everyone here if we do not take this and put it into our hearts.
Ek dink ek kan nou ophou, het ek nie genoeg gepraat nie.
Haven't I said enough? Segwanele loku engikhulumile na. Can't I stop? Isn't it enough what I've said? That is where I've come from now.
So Nico,
ask, is there anybody who feels it on their heart to spread the gospel there? Shall we pray? Let's stand to our feet. If you're not able to, then it's fine to remain seated. O tandwe nilwako yandi sagiminja lo ugusa ganipa kwako. Lord, we've
heard
of your people of old who gave their everything, even their lives and their blood, for you. Work in our midst, O Lord, that we would take after them, living for you, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen.